Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition. It's a 2015 episode of the College to Pro Players Platform Show. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by, and we're about to get in the full draft mode. The college season's winding down. Invitations to all-star games are heading out. And with that said, we have one of the top players in the PSAC, one of the under-the-radar receivers from East Stroudsburg. It's the standout, John Schnars. John, we appreciate you taking some time. Prior to going live today, you were just talking about Saturday's game, and probably could have been one of your finest. Let's kind of get into that and just talk about how Saturday went for you.
Thank you. Glad to be on the show. Saturday is a very bittersweet day because it was my last college game. But trying to push all the emotions aside, the seniors just wanted to go out with a win, because an ESU team hasn't done that in, I think, like 4 years, ending the season on a win. And going into it, we knew if they were just going to leave me backside one-on-one, that's where we were going to attack it when they were blitzing. And my quarterback, Matt, trusted me. I trusted him to get me the ball, and I had one of my finer games of my career.
Definitely. And I mean, and I love your production. I mean, each season you can see the production. I mean, this year you finished with over 1,600 yards, a whopping 22 touchdowns, over 100 catches. I mean, eye-staggering numbers. And like I said, you could see the growth each year. I mean, when you got there, did you think your senior season you would have this type of production? I know you're not saying you're lacking confidence, but, I mean, what was it like getting on the college campus and then, when you're starting to build these numbers and the realization, I'm sure scouts are popping by and you're starting to get recognition for what you're doing on the field. Just, you leave high school. Talk about, what it was like your first year at East Stroudsburg and kind of how you build up to the player that we're talking to today.
I mean, you come into East Stroudsburg and you hear about all the names, Jimmy Twilliger, who won the Harlan Hill when he was here, and he was on the coaching staff my senior year, but I knew who he was before then. You hear the Evan Prawls, Tim Schenfeld, all the receivers they had. And when I came into camp, there was like 30 receivers. And, going from high school where you're the man, and then everyone was the man in high school when they go to college to play. So it was kind of eye-opening to see how many receivers there were. But I never thought my senior year would come down to having the season I did. I mean, as the career went on, I obviously got better and understanding I could do more. But, I mean, this season is just amazing. I can't believe it happened the way it did.
I mean, you almost doubled last year. What, last year had 807 in yardage, and this year you have 1610. I mean, nearly doubling, almost doubled your catches. I mean, what 114 to 58, 59. So, I mean, just an incredible leap. And I got to ask you this. I mean, how does a 6'3", 210-pound receiver kind of just get kind of, why aren't you at a big D1 school?
I don't know. I mean, after my high school season, there weren't really anyone talking to me. Like, it was a bunch of D3 schools, and then the only Division II one was East Stroudsburg. And, I mean, the dream is always to play at a big D1 school, but I just wanted to push myself and play at a higher level. Not to say that Division III isn't a high level. I mean, you go anywhere, you got great players, but I really wanted to go to East Stroudsburg and hear about all the names. And, I had to work on my speed. That's definitely one thing I think people looked at when I was in high school, because I was a bigger guy. But each year I cut the 40 down as far as I could, and especially this off season, that's pretty much all I worked on. I watched what I ate, lost a little bit of weight just to get a little more toned, and I'm the fastest I've ever been.
Awesome stuff. Once again, John Schnars, the standout from East Stroudsburg, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks want to listen to this podcast in its entirety or download it, you can check it out at iTunes. You can also listen to it online at Blog Talk Radio. You'll also find a link at collegetopro.com, which will feature more of what John brings to the table. He'll be one of the prospects, again, making his path towards the draft next year. It happens so quick. For you, I mean, let's kind of talk about what you bring to the table. I mean, if scouts are popping in some film and they're, in the film room watching you, I mean, what are they going to love about you? What are those things that immediately come to mind that you're going to say, wow, this kid does this well?
Well, obviously my size is a really good thing. I'm a big kid, and I like to play really physical. My coach always said he wants us to play offensive and defensive mentality, and I feel like I really do that, especially with blocking, because when I'm not getting the ball, I'm trying to put the fear in God in the corner covering me, so when I do go out for a route, he doesn't know if I'm going to cut him, run him over, or run by him. And, I mean, along with my size, I have a great catch radius. I've worked on that since I started playing in second grade, just trying to make any ball in the air, it's going to be mine. And I worked on my body control a lot, getting feet down and trying to get 2 feet down since I started playing, because I thought if I can get 2 down when I'm practicing in the game, 1 foot's going to be easy. So I definitely think my body control is something that sets me apart from people with how big I am.
Nice. And does anything go unnoticed? I mean, sometimes it's the offense you ran. I know you mentioned blocking, could be game film study, leadership qualities. I mean, I know everyone's going to stare 114 catches, 1,600 yards, 22 touchdowns, but, you know, I'm sure there's a lot more that goes into what you bring to the table. You know, what aren't they going to see about John Schnars that really is a positive for you?
Definitely the leadership. I mean, I guess film doesn't really show that, but my coach has trusted me with being a leader, especially this year. And, I mean, a lot of the highlights don't really show there's some of the film unless they watch the whole game, the blocking. But, I mean, I try to never take a play off because you never know who's watching. And, I mean, especially with our running back, he cut across the field at any play. So it kind of made me make sure I was blocking my butt off every time. So that might go unnoticed. But, I mean, I take a lot of pride in my blocking because, I mean, there's more to being a receiver than just catching the ball, even though that's what everyone wants to talk about.
Excellent. And Coach Lupin, I mean, obviously experience is anybody you're going to find. What was it like working with him at East Strasburg?
Oh, he's the man. I mean, he's been there. He's seen so many great receivers. And the thing he always stressed with me was I'd make a great play, but he'd always tell me the one thing I didn't do right. And, I mean, coming in as a freshman, obviously you think, oh, this coach hates me or something. But he didn't. He just wanted me to be great. He didn't want me to say, okay, just look at the positive things you did, because you can't get that much better just watching the positives. The most you're going to grow is seeing what you did wrong. So anytime I would watch film with him, he'd always have me point out what I did wrong and what I could do better. And, I mean, I got to give a lot of thanks to him. He turned me into the player I am today.
Awesome. And I don't know this, but just being around football, being around the older senior coaches, they seem to have those one-liners or those catchphrases that only those guys in their generation could have. Is there any of those things that kind of you could share with us, maybe those things when you're kind of doing a drill, some of them staple things you might, you know, tease you guys about, or some of the words that you kind of, you know, actually reminisce if you think about them?
Oh, Coach Dallas is full of those one-liners. I mean, he's been there forever, and it's always, I mean, from freshman year to senior year, he's got the same line. And, I mean, I use them in my everyday life. Like, I don't even catch myself. And when I go home and say it to people that, I mean, aren't around the Poconos and don't know Coach Dowds, they're like, man, what are you talking about? Just like, well, my head coach just throws these one-liners at me. I've heard them for 4+ years. And it's like, don't be a slap if you mess up. Don't be the mayor of Idiotsville. Hey, get there. I mean, it's all just great. He's always got a smile on his face, so it's always a great environment around him.
Excellent stuff. Once again, John Schnars, the standout here on the C2P, talking a little NFL draft and a little bit about East Strasburg. And I'm sure, like you said, it was a little bit bittersweet Saturday, you know, knowing that, you know, the collegiate level is over. Sometimes they pop in, sometimes your coaches tell you, but I mean, do you know of any scouts that kind of stop by campus to see your film or speak to you?
Every team that come in this year to either watch film or watch a little bit of practice this year, I mean, it was great. I mean, we got probably one of the best quarterbacks ever here, Matt Soltes, so they were always there for him. But, I mean, some of the coaches said they were asking about me when they were in, popping in and out. And, you know, I was just trying to, even if they weren't there, I just go out there trying to be the best on the field because, like I said, you never know who's watching. But it's kind of crazy to see all the guys there in their NFL gear with clipboards and stuff and just wondering what they're writing down, but you can't let it get to you. You just got to go about practice like every day.
Yeah, I'm sure it has to be exciting and stressful all in one feeling. We talked about what you bring to the table, what they should notice about you. I mean, in terms of a guy at the next level, is there anyone that, you know, you're going to remind us of, or anyone you try to pattern yourself that's in the NFL now? And we know you're not saying, hey, you know, I'm this guy, but just in terms of what you like about a guy or how you kind of want to play the game.
The guy I always say I try to emulate is Steve Smith, just the tenacity that man plays with. I mean, when he gets the ball, he's probably making the corner feel worse than the corner's making him feel when he tackles him, with the stiff arms and getting yards after the catch. But, I mean, with the people I've been talking to, they really compare me to, like, an Eric Decker, like Danny Amendola type. And, I mean, I love watching them play. They're big physical guys, and it's the same way. They're always trying to put their shoulder down, get a few extra yards, be a tough guy out there. And I just try to emulate that every time.
Excellent stuff. So you get that little tenaciousness to you.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure the secondaries of the team we play hate me.
That's a good thing on the football field. That means you're causing some havoc. I love it. And I wish I had scouted one of your games because you can always pick up those things. I love seeing the guys, especially offensive linemen. That's like, you know, my favorite ones to watch. You can always catch those extra elbows or that extra shove, or, you know, those guys are just relentless. And I'm sure I would have picked up on you if I had the binoculars on you. So what's the next step for you now? I mean, you still got to finish up class. Do you get to go out and work out somewhere to kind of take us through the next few months of kind of how you got to get in the best physical condition of your life?
Well, I'm taking a week or two off just to rest my body from the season. Cause I mean, it takes a toll on you. Everyone knows that, but, I'm focusing on my grades now, trying to graduate. I have really, good grades, so I'm trying to graduate with that. School always came first with my parents, and that goes straight with me. But I'm not sure yet what I'm going to do once I graduate this semester, because I have a trainer back home that I've been with, Dave Brixius, that I've worked out with since I was in high school. So I could always do that. I'm just trying to take everything in, really, too. This is all new to me. Last year, I didn't have anyone talking to me, so I wasn't really prepared for it, but you know, just trying to soak everything in, talk to everyone that reaches out to me, and then I guess try to market myself. But like I said, I'm trying to talk to my coaches, people that have been there, and see what's going on with the whole thing.
Excellent stuff. And I'm just, like I said, I'm sure it's a whirlwind of stuff. Was it weird waking up today without practice or anything like that?
Yeah, the past 2 days, I don't know what to do with myself. I usually come home. The only time I'm home, it's like 8 or 9 at night. I'm home, and it's like 3 o'clock. And I look at my roommates, I'm like, do you want to, like, go catch a football outside? You want to kick a soccer ball around, do something?
Excellent stuff. Once again, John Schnars here on the C2P. We're about to wrap it up, but you folks who listen all the time, you know this is when we like to have some fun with these guys and throw a couple lighthearted questions their way. Are you ready to take on a couple of these oddball questions, John?
Oh, of course.
All right. Most guys, this is their favorite question of the entire podcast. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you most likely taking to dinner?
Oh, definitely Alex Morgan, the soccer team.
Nice.
I love watching her play. Yeah, that's
nice. Actually, I was fortunate when I was up in Winnipeg. They actually had the Women's World Cup up there. So they were, you know, their first game was in Winnipeg. So I took in the game. So it was kind of a great atmosphere. And like I said, and obviously they won it. So it was kind of made it extra special. We talked about him a little bit, but I'm sure he had a big influence. If he could say one thing about you, what would you want him to say about you?
I'm sorry, it cut out. Who did you say?
Your wide receiver coach, if he could say anything about you, what would you want him to say?
Oh, I'm a great guy. I'm very coachable. I'll do anything you tell me to do. I mean, he set me goals every time I went out there for the game, and I just tried to do everything he said and a step above that. So I would think he would say I'm a very reliable kid and I'm very coachable.
Awesome. And then getting back to the oddball, John, if you had to earn a living doing one of these two things, are we more likely to see you up on stage as the lead singer of a boy band, or would you be more inclined to be on the runway modeling some clothes as a male model?
Cool. I'd like to say that I would rather be singing, but my my singing voice is absolutely terrible. I mean, even when I try to play Rock Band or something, I can't even get past easy because I don't know how to raise and lower my voice. So I'd like to say singing, that would be my thing, but with how terrible my voice is, I think the whole model thing would be better for me.
Excellent stuff, man. Well, hey, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. A great career, and I'm sure we're going to talk to you again. I'm going to be emailing you some stuff, some bio stuff, and we'll get your page up and running. But, hey, man, fabulous career. Have a Merry Christmas, a Happy Thanksgiving, and appreciate your time today.
Yep, thank you. You do the same.
No problem at all. Once again, that is John Schnars, and you talk about a fantastic talent. I mean, 6'3", 210, pumping out 114 catches, 1,600 yards, 22 touchdowns. And, you know, he said a little bit prior to, you know, that season, he wasn't expecting this type of production. But when you throw out those type of numbers and you have that kind of size, it's definitely going to turn some heads. And I'd be inclined to probably assume that those NFL scouts that were with the clipboard, they were probably writing down some positive notes. And the one thing I think would stand out for him, and he mentioned that tenacity, I mean, that's going to go a terrific way. I mean, there's nothing like nothing – disappoints you more than seeing a soft receiver, that diva type thing, but you love a guy that's going to get tenacious and want to get out there and block. So we're going to bring more John Schnars to you as the month ahead. Again, if you want more of this podcast, you can listen to it iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and we'll also be featuring him at the College of Pro website. Our great guest today, John Schnars. I am your show host, Bo Marshall. As always, we are you listening D2P.
This has been a College to Pro.com exclusive.